palette. And I don't believe you have his anywhere, and I don't think it's on the screen. We should have done that. I'd like to encourage you to write down his website. He does great blogging, and his last one that was done this week is spectacular. We're mentioned in it, so you're on his blog. It's called SeanTalbot.com. Pretty hard to remember. But I encourage you, because you're going to want to follow Dr. Talbot after you hear from him today. Sean is the recipient of a dozen competitive research awards. He's published over 200 articles and 10 books on nutrition, health, and fitness. In fact, his next book will be released at the first of the year. You'll want to learn more about that on the site. He holds a PhD in nutritional biochemistry from Rutgers University, an MS in exercise science from UMass Amherst, and a diploma in sports nutrition from the International Olympic Committee. He has also completed the entrepreneurial master's program from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and he is a fellow of both the American College of Sports Medicine and the American College of Nutrition. He gets the title of the doctor. We'll give that to him today. He is the chief science officer for LifeVantage, and he is currently the reigning world's fittest CEO for 2014. A very vigorous competition. You can think about it on the website. Sean is going to talk to us today about maintaining balance in today's stressful world. Before I let him come up, he actually had the opportunity to appear on Carrie Levin yesterday at 4, and this morning on Fox KMSTP or something like that, Channel 9. So you can go to their website if you like what he has to say today. You'll want to share that with others. Dr. Talbot, welcome to Minneapolis.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. What a fantastic turnout this morning, and thanks for inviting me to warm and sunny Minneapolis. It's about 20 degrees out there. When I did the Fox show this morning, I was waiting in the wings, ready to go on, and the weatherman was talking about how, hey, it's November 1st. Welcome to the winter snow season. And I was just like, oh my goodness, why did I get here? But thanks to you guys for setting this all up. Thanks for this great venue. Thanks for my preceding speakers. They've already said all the good stuff, so I can just take questions and we can get out of here. It makes it really easy. One of the things I thought was really interesting this morning at the Fox station is after I did my little spiel about these different foods that can help with energy and mood and why we need to get them to wake up our brains and things like that, as soon as the cameras shut off, the anchors and the camera people all took my Axio that I had there. So I'm out of it now. I have my last bottle now. They were like, can I have that? You know, can I take that? And so hopefully they're getting a good benefit from it. So what I'm going to do over the next few minutes is give you guys a perspective for a lot of things. I'll talk a little bit about NRF too, but because Dr. Gordon went into it in detail, I don't have to go into a lot of detail. I want to talk to you a little bit about how we can improve our energy levels, how we can improve our mental focus, how we can improve how our skin functions, how we can improve our overall metabolism. And I want to give you a perspective for how we're taking science and using it to do product development for a very specific reason. You know, I am a geek. Thank you for pointing that out, Dr. Gordon. And I love to do this kind of work. I speak at a lot of medical conferences. I speak at sport nutrition symposia. And that's all a great thing to do, but the product development and coming out to a forum like this is important because we're able to go and actually change people's lives, right? The science is cool because it's the science, but the science in the service of actually helping somebody is what we can do with these products. It's about getting people to feel better and look better and perform better. That's what this company is all about. So I want to give you a flavor for that as we go through. So there's that. Everything that I'll talk about today, the common theme about all of this comes back to this concept of balance. And I talk about this all around the world. And when I talk about balance, I'm talking specifically about biochemical balance. So the kind of work that I do as a nutritional biochemist is looking at balance, but measuring different biochemicals in the body, measuring cortisol, measuring oxidative stress, measuring inflammatory cytokines, measuring blood sugar levels, all of that kind of stuff. All of that biochemical balance is important because we can correlate it to how people feel and how they perform and how they look. You know, it's not, nobody is ever going to come up to you and say, do you have anything to balance my NRF too? Right? It's that isn't something that you necessarily feel. That's something that drives a feeling. That's something that drives how you feel energetic or fatigued. The biochemistry drives if you're in a good mood or a bad mood. The biochemistry drives are you running fast or are you feel like you're in quicksand, right? All of that, how we feel and how we perform and how we look, is driven by biochemistry. And the reason I tell you that is because some of the slides that I'll share are going to show you different aspects of biochemistry. We're going to look at oxidative stress levels. We're going to look at enzyme levels. We're going to look at different things that are sort of biochemical in nature. And the reason that I think that's important is because we can manipulate that biochemistry naturally. We can use foods, and you heard Terry talk about that. We can use hydration. We can use herbs. We can use roots. We can use all kinds of things from the natural world to change that biochemical balance. And in doing so, get someone to feel better. There's also another important point of it, is that over the years of studying this area, what I've found is that once people realize that there's a thing, there's something going on in my body, that it makes it a little more concrete to them about changing their health, right? Health is sometimes this kind of abstract, amorphous, you can't really put your finger on it. But as soon as you know that you can manipulate something that's in your body, a chemical, and in doing so, by doing it naturally with a supplement or a diet or a lifestyle change, you can have a better health outcome, that makes it more real to a lot of people. So it all comes back to this concept of maintaining balance in the body. And if we think for just a second about some of the things that cause unbalance or imbalance or cause us to go out of balance, there's a lot of things out there that cause us to fall into these traps. Look at all these sources of stress. All of these sources of stress are imbalancers in our body and our mind. And look at how prevalent they are. There's some internal things like our metabolism, but there's also all of these external: emotional stress, physical stress, environmental stress, non-optimal diet, not eating your fruits and vegetables, and instead eating the fast food. That's a stress in the body. How many people in here eat on a regular basis 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Wow, that's pretty good, you know. So, I mean, fittest state, fittest city, that's pretty good. But of the 300 or so people in here, there were only maybe 20 hands that went up. Less than 10% of this entire room raised your hands when I said 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. How about this one here? How about sleep deprivation? How many people in here get on a regular basis 8 hours of sleep every night? That's pretty good. That's maybe 50 hands went up out of the 300, right? That's a lot more than I would typically see in an audience this size. But think about that, right? People will sometimes go, well, yeah, I don't get the 8, but I get 6. 6 is about the average that people in the United States get right now. But we're supposed to get on average about 8. That might not seem like a big deal, but that person who is the short sleeper, the one getting 6, has about 50% overexposure to a stress hormone called cortisol. 50% overexposure just because you missed those 2 hours of sleep. That still might not seem like a big deal, but when you realize that cortisol now will interfere with your blood sugar control, and that's going to interfere with your ability to regulate appetite and burn fat, and that's going to lead you to crave carbohydrates, and that's going to lead you to eat more junk food and more cupcakes and more cookies and more dig into the kids' Halloween candy last night. I mean, that just because you missed that 2 hours of sleep. So that's the kind of work that I've been doing for most of my career, looking at these lifestyle changes, these kinds of things that can cause us stress and imbalance us, stress from a biochemical level, see what that does to the biochemistry, and then see how that further changes our behavior, how we make our choices in our life. So of these up here, you know, we talked a little bit about sleep deprivation, a little bit about the non-optimal diet. What do you think is the most prevalent one? The one that affects the most people the most of the time in the United States?
Emotional
stress. But any of those in particular? Traffic, do you have pretty bad traffic here in the Twin Cities area? I sat in a lot of it yesterday, actually. Relationships are a big aspect of emotional stress. But the one that affects most people most of the time is this one, the one in the middle, bills, financial stress. And the reason for that is that financial stress is a very uniquely chronic kind of stress. It's always there in the back of your mind. It's there when you wake up in the morning. It's there when the phone rings because it might be a bill collector. It's there when you go to the gas tank and you bing, 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 right? You can just watch it go up. Luckily, gas prices are a little bit lower than they have been historically. It's there every time you go to the mailbox, right? You open, what's in the mailbox when you open it up? Not love letters, right? Just bills, right? So that is always there in the back of your mind. And that's the one that really drives people to be out of biochemical balance in lots of ways. But what I like to explain to people is that no matter how you look at this, whether you're an overtrained athlete that you heard Terry talking about, whether you're somebody who's dieting for weight loss, that actually restricting your calories is a very unique kind of physiological stress or biochemical stress. Short sleepers, those 6 versus 8, or people who are just stressed out in general, they all share the same biochemistry. So I could look at their biochemical profile, and I wouldn't necessarily know, is that an overtrained athlete? Is that a sleep-deprived person? Is that someone who's stressed out and burned out? You wouldn't know biochemically. But the cool thing about studying that is that you can apply the very similar intervention. You can get that person back into biochemical balance using diet, using lifestyle, using supplements, and they all feel better. The biochemistry changes, their performance comes back, or their mood comes back, or their mental focus comes back, or if you do it topically in the skin, their wrinkles go away. There's all kinds of ways that you can change this and get a physiological effect in the body. And the reason I lead in with that is because So I'm a nutritionist and physiologist. I want everybody in this room to eat the 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables we talked about before. I want you to be physically active on most days of the week versus not. I want you to sleep 8 hours a night. I want you to do all of these wonderful things that we talk about all the time. But I'm not the first person that said that to you, right? You've heard those kinds of things before. And as a population and as individuals, we're not able to do them because this is the world we live in. Right? Sometimes our diet does look like this. It's a bowl of French fries and a Coke, right? That I'm right there with you. Sometimes that's what it is. Sometimes we're breathing this air. Hopefully we're all breathing in here right now, but every time we breathe, we're causing damage in our body. We're creating those free radicals, those reactive oxygen species that you heard Dr. Gordon talking about. We have a lot of stress in our lives, and it doesn't do me any good or you any good for me to stand up here and say, you know what you need to do? You really need to avoid stress, right? That's just, see, everybody just laughed. It's ridiculous to say that kind of stuff because the world we live in is stress on top of stress on top of stress. And so, you know, I have colleagues who will say, why don't you just go out there and tell people to, you know, eat right and exercise, you know? And I go, well, I'm going to tell them that. But we also have to tell people, use every single tool that you have available to you in order to get yourself back in biochemical balance or keep yourself there if you're there right now. And supplements are a piece of that. Using compounds from the natural world can help us maintain that biochemical balance. And when we measure that, when we do research studies and we actually measure the biochemistry and measure the psychology and measure mood levels and measure performance, one of the ways we do it is by measuring this parameter called vigor. You can see the definition of psychological vigor right here. 3-tiered mood state characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being. That's the way people want to feel. When you don't feel vigor, when you have low vigor in your body and your mind, does anyone know what that's called? There's a psychological word for it.
Burnout,
exactly. Burnout is a word from psychology research that we just use in our normal vocabulary now. So if you feel burnout, people will sometimes say burnout, or they'll say they're depressed, or they'll say they're fatigued, or they'll say they just have brain fog, right? All of those are different descriptions of this measurement of vigor. But vigor is a really different kind of energy. It's not just energy. It's really this kind of motivational, actionable kind of energy. When you don't have vigor, you don't really feel motivated to do anything. But when the vigor comes back into your body, because you've maintained your biochemical balance, you feel like doing something. You feel like getting out of your chair and going and doing something important. So when we ask people questions like this, what does energy mean to you? And we really dig below the levels to see what's driving that feeling of vigor, that feeling of getting up and doing something. What you find, and this is something I talked about on the news program this morning, sometimes people are depressed. right? Their mood is just not where it should be. And instead of saying, you know, I'm depressed, I'm kind of blue, I'm down in the dumps, people will just sense that in their bodies as fatigue. And if you're sensing fatigue in your body, it makes perfect logical sense for you to reach for an energy drink or something like that. But that energy drink isn't going to get you to feel the way you want to feel. It's not going to get you to feel good. It might make you feel different, but you're not going to feel the way you want to feel. So that's the wrong tool for the job. Very often we'll find people who have that brain fog, right? They just can't concentrate. They can't stay on task. They're not really in that mental zone. And instead of saying any of that, they're not going to say, well, I'm just confused today, right? We can actually measure that in our studies. They're just going to say, you know, I'm just kind of tired. I'm just kind of fatigued. Same thing. If they're feeling fatigue in their body and they're sensing that, it makes sense for them to reach for an energy solution. But that's not going to get them to feel they want to feel. Stress is another thing. You know, sometimes you'll hear people say, I'm just stressed out, but very often that stress overexposure, especially chronic stress that's with us all the time, will sense it as fatigue. And so all of those different things, if you could have an energy solution that flipped all of those switches, that helped you with your mood, that helped you with your brain and your mental focus, that helped you with your stress, and helped you with your energy, that would be a holistic energy product. That would be what I refer to as a multi-dimensional energy product. And that's exactly what we built into Axio. So I'm going to talk about all the LifeVantage products here, but I want to focus a lot of my talk on Axio because that's the newest one that's come out, and that's the one where there's a lot of excitement right now. But it's And you know, I already mentioned when I talked to the news program this morning, they heard me talk about that. They heard me say what I just said, and then they wanted the Axio, so they stole all of it from me. But I know they're going to get a great effect because when you take someone who's in low vigor, right? That's the person who has the focus issue, and that's the person who has the energy issue and the mood issue and et cetera, and it's all driven by stress, it's all driven by imbalances in our biochemistry. When you restore that back to them, it literally is life-changing. I've been doing vigor improvement programs around the country for at least the last decade, and this story I'm going to tell you happened in one of those programs kind of early on, and it just put an exclamation point on things for me about how life-changing it can be for somebody. So the programs that we would do were, you know, they'd be 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks in duration, and we'd do all sorts of things with these people. Sometimes a dietary intervention, sometimes an herbal intervention, sometimes we'd change sleep patterns, we'd do all kinds of things to sort of get their biochemistry back in balance. And we would have people come every week because we wanted to take their blood and their urine and their saliva, right? We basically drained these poor people of all their fluids so we could measure their biochemistry, but we also measured their psychology. We measured how they were feeling in a very quantifiable way. And we had one session. I don't remember what week this was in the session, but a guy says, you know, my energy is a lot higher now. I just feel like I have more energy in my body. And somebody else got up and they said, yeah, my mental clarity is right there. I'm in the zone. I can really focus on things now. Somebody else talked about their mood. And there was a woman right in the middle, and she got up and she went, yeah, got the energy and I got the mood and my mood is back and I'm not snapping at my kids and that kind of stuff. But none of that really captured exactly what she was feeling. It was more than that. And you could see she didn't have the word to describe it. She wasn't going to say vigor because that was what the subject of the research study was all about. And you could see she just kind of was, you know, she was getting ready to give up, and she goes, I don't know. I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And everybody laughed at her, and she felt really embarrassed, and she kind of sunk down. And I had to point out to her, and I tell this story a lot because that says it all right there, that she felt something coming back into her body that she couldn't really label, but she felt like getting up and doing something with it. I think that's important for people to understand because that's something we can deliver to people. There are literally millions of people out there right now that don't have that. They maybe had that at one point and they lost it. And they lost it because of that disruption in their biochemistry, because of all the stressors that are around us in the modern world. Our diet, our traffic, our bills, our environment, all that kind of stuff has sapped our vigor. And if we can get that back, it literally can be life-changing to somebody. And it looks like this, you know. So, you know, let's get back into Nerdville right now for a second. When we improve vigor in somebody, we do it in a very biochemical way. These are the four, what I sometimes call the four pillars of health: oxidation and inflammation. And I put them in the same bucket because they coexist with each other. They're different aspects of biochemistry, but when you have oxidation, you almost always have inflammation, and vice versa. We have things like glycation, controlling blood sugar. We have allostation, which is a big way of talking about the balance between stress hormones, cortisol, testosterone, that kind of stuff. But if you can get any of those rebalanced in a person, they'll feel a lot better. If you can get more of them, they'll feel even more better. So that, you know, the sort of utopian area is to get all of these balanced at the same time. And what we've found over the years is that it's very much like a dominoes game to study these. If you balance one, it can rebalance the other. And the idea is to try to go as far upstream biochemically as possible and balance the most important of all of those, the first one in the chain of events, and that one is oxidation. If you can restore balance between those free radicals and those antioxidants, whether they're external antioxidants or internal antioxidants, that's the first domino. Because let me give you an example. If you balance this, we've done studies where we've balanced glucose in people to control their appetite, to control their energy levels, to help them lose weight, to help with their fat burning, that kind of stuff. And we can get a great result there. But if we haven't controlled their stress hormones, this will interfere with this and throw a monkey wrench into the good work that you're trying to do. If we balance glucose and cortisol, but we haven't balanced inflammation, same thing. You get this sort of downflow effect biochemically where you're messing up all the good balancing effect that you're doing. And when we keep going upstream like that, the furthest upstream we can go is this oxidation piece. So that puts us in a really, really good place as from a company perspective and from a product development perspective at LifeVantage, having solved that oxidative stress piece in such a very fundamentally different, effective, safe way, using the body's own internal protective mechanisms. That's a really cool place to be. So Dr. Gordon did such a great job of explaining the whole free radical oxidative stress balance piece of it. I'm not gonna go in any more on that. But I will say that there's a big problem that we face at LifeVantage, and that's that people will look at Protandem or they'll look at True Science and they think that they automatically think they know what it is that you're talking to them about. They'll look at it and they'll go, oh, it's an antioxidant, right? There's lots of antioxidants out there. I'll just go down to the Walgreens and the CVS or whatever and get it. All right, I'll get some vitamin C. Or I see a lot of people smiling and nodding their heads. You've been through this before, right? Or if they're a little bit into it, you know, they know nutrition a little, they'll look at the side of the bottle and they'll see the five ingredients and they'll go, oh yeah, green tea and ashwagandha and turmeric. I know those. I'll go to the Whole Foods and I'll get that myself and mix them together and I'll get a benefit. And it really is different than that. I want to give you a perspective for it, that yes, we have an antioxidant effect. Yes, we have an anti-aging effect. But this idea of NRF2 metabolism that Dr. Gordon talked about literally is not just the future of nutrition, it's the future of medicine in general. Every single pharmaceutical company that I'm aware of is developing a NRF2 activating kind of a medication, because what it basically does is it restores the cell's ability to not only protect itself, but to clean itself up. It's literally like by activating that pathway, we're reestablishing the body's ability to heal itself. That's a pretty good place to be. And people will sometimes ask me, you know, do you think that's a risk to what LifeVantage is doing? We're doing it from a natural perspective. We're doing it with, you know, weeds and seeds, right? We're doing it with herbal extracts. And people will look and go, well, you know, your business is really going to be at threat when the pharmaceutical companies start coming out with their synthetic options. And I disagree with that. I think that'll be a good thing, because they'll be able to deliver an amazing effect to people who need that. But if we're talking, for most people, just need a little rebalancing of their biochemistry to get your mood back, just a little tweak. To get your energy back, just a little tweak. To get your wrinkles to go away, just a little tweak. All of those things to protect your body and reestablish that balanced state, all we need is just a little dialing back, and we can do that from a natural perspective. So this is what that system inside all of our cells looks like. I'll leave it up on the screen for a minute so you guys can all copy it down. But this is inside every single one of our cells. It's already built in, a coordinated system of protective enzymes. And what you see here is, you know, here's superoxide. This is one of the most reactive of all the free radicals, one of the most reactive of all the reactive oxygen species. This is hydrogen peroxide. These are things that can damage our cells. They can damage our cell membranes and our mitochondria, where we make energy in the cell, and our DNA, which is our genetic material. And it can damage anything in the body because they're reactive molecules that will go and steal an electron from all of these different structures within the cell. But luckily, we have catalase, we have superoxide dismutase, we have glutathione that can help protect us. And our bodies make that. If we didn't have those enzymes and the ability to make those enzymes to protect ourselves, we wouldn't be here talking about this. We literally would not have been able to survive as a species in this oxygen-rich environment of the world. Even if this were the Garden of Eden, right? Everything was pure. All the pure vegetables, all the pure environment, the pure water, and we weren't exposed to the pollution and the fast food and the stress and all those kinds of things that can increase our oxidative stress throughout our bodies. Even if everything was pure, we'd still be needing to activate this protective mechanisms because of the oxygen around us. Because every time we breathe in, every time we breathe out, we're creating these reactive oxygen species. We're creating free radicals. On average, the estimate is that about all of the oxygen we consume, about 3% of that oxygen leaks out as free radicals. And if there's too much of it, you can damage your cells at a very high level. So we have this built in. Why don't we just activate this on a more regular basis? If we live in the world we live in, with the excessive sources of oxidative stress, all we really need to do is turn this on a couple of extra times a day. Just flip the switch, let our body take care of it. This is a very underappreciated aspect of health. You know, most health reporters, most physicians, most even nutritionists and physiologists don't even know that this exists in the body. And so when you talk to them about it, you know, if you listen to me talking, you know, one or two of you might get excited about this, and you're going to run out and you're going to start talking to your friend. You go, oh my gosh, catalase and Nrf2 and you know, this pathway and protect ourselves, and they're going to kind of go, whoa, weirdo, don't you know? It's a very, very foreign concept that our bodies have this ability to protect themselves. You know, we've only known about the Nrf2 pathway for the last 15 or so years, right? It's a very, very new area. And so because people haven't heard of it before, you're very likely the first ones that are going to be talking to them about it. And it almost sounds, a lot of times I stand up here and it sounds, to be perfectly honest with you, it sounds ridiculous. It sounds outlandish to be able to say, look, we can activate this. It's already built in. We can protect ourselves. We can induce sort of a healing response in ourselves. We can help people feel better. We can change their life because they feel like getting up off the couch. Like all that kind of stuff, it doesn't sound realistic, except that we have the data, right? If we didn't have all the data, if we didn't have 20 studies on the idea that we can take that blend of weeds and seeds, right? That blend of 5 herbal extracts in protandem, 20 studies published in some of the top scientific and medical journals in the world that show that it protects the body, it wouldn't sound logical. It would sound pie in the sky. But I don't know of a single nutrition product on the market that has this kind of data for a specific blend in all of these different tissue systems, right? There's a vast scientific literature on protandem. There's an even vaster, is that a word? More vast scientific literature on the whole idea of Nrf2 activation to protect the body. And the pharmaceutical companies are really going down can we activate this to heal the body and treat a disease? That's a wonderful place to go for the people who will need that. But we're more in the maintain yourself, maintain and reestablish that normal level of balance with these natural options. That's an equally vast area of scientific investigation. So this is something that shocks me that people don't know about, even though NRF2's only been around for 15 years, even though the Protandim studies have been around for even less time. It's very, very new, but it's such an exciting story. I'm surprised that it hasn't become front page news, because people clearly are not doing this. They're not doing this kind of stuff, activating their own pathways. What are they doing to protect themselves? People in general, the American population is spending billions, with a B, of dollars on antioxidants, right? It's the biggest category of vitamin sales every single year. We're supplementing at huge levels of vitamin E and vitamin C and beta carotene and selenium with this idea that they're antioxidants. They are antioxidants and they are essential nutrients. We should be getting some amount of them in our diets, especially if we're eating those 5 to 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. But people aren't eating those fruits and vegetables, they're supplementing. But unfortunately, those nutrients aren't protecting us at the level that we think we are. In fact, the way we're supplementing as a population, we're not only not protecting ourselves, we're causing damage in the body. And so there's a huge scientific literature showing this kind of stuff. Vitamin E not protecting you, but increasing your risk for prostate cancer. Antioxidant supplements increasing the risk of skin cancer. Beta-carotene supplements increasing the risk of lung cancer. Multivitamins and multimineral supplements increasing mortality risk, right? You guys know what mortality is. That's death. Yeah, that's a bad side effect to have. It's hard to bounce back from an increased mortality risk. But this kind of stuff, we have known this, meaning we, when I go to a scientific conference, and when I throw up a slide like this, every single scientist, every single medical professional in the audience goes, well, yeah, we've known that for 10 years. Move along. What's the next piece of data you're going to show? Right? In that community, it's such a well-known, well-understood phenomenon that I'm bewildered that it hasn't reached into the public domain. I did a 20-city national radio tour in March, and I talked about this, what I call deadly antioxidants, and then talked about the solution of NRF2 and how we can activate our body's own systems in a natural way. Not a single one of those health reporters that was interviewing me on those shows had ever heard of NRF2 before. Not a single one. It was a revelation to every single one of them that our body has that system built in. And so that says to me, man, we are in a good place from a protect the body perspective at LifeVantage. We've got 20 studies. We've got something that this story will tip eventually into the public domain. And when people realize, wait a minute, I shouldn't be doing that? All right, I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to stop my high-dose E and my high-dose beta-carotene, etc. Now what do I do? How do I protect myself? Because I realize the world I live in. I realize I need a higher level of protection. I realize I need to get myself back into balance. What do I do? And that really starts with that natural activation of NRF2. And that's what we have a head start on. And we know that we can do it with these natural options. We know that there are lots and lots of phytonutrients in the natural world that will naturally activate the NRF2 pathway, naturally turn on our body's production of those protective enzymes. So, you know, when I go out and I do a public talk, I'll bring my broccoli and I'll bring my Brussels sprouts and I'll show people a handful of blueberries and red wine and dark chocolate. And I mean, there's some really good ways to do it. What we do with Protandim is we study all of those different phytonutrients and we've put some of those, these five together, in a very, very unique synergistic blend. A blend that uses things like the curcumin from turmeric and the EGCG, one of the catechins from green tea. No NRF2 activators, but they're put together in a ratio and in specific amounts so that they activate NRF2 at a much higher level. That's why when I said at the beginning, when somebody looks at the label of Protandim or True Science and says, well, I'll just go get those things at the store and mix them together myself, do you guys think that they're going to get any benefit from that? They are, yes, that was a trick question and you didn't fall for it. A lot of times in a group like this, people go, oh no, they're not gonna get any benefits. They are going to get some benefits. If you go out there and you're not supplementing with turmeric and you start taking turmeric, you're going to be activating your Nrf2 pathway. You are going to get some benefits. But if you supplement with Protandim instead, you're going to get that benefit plus another benefit plus another benefit plus another benefit to the tune of somewhere between 11 and 18 times what you would get if you just supplemented with any one. Right? That's what we mean by synergy. And that's what the subject of our patents around the world is, that we've invented something that was unexpected. We've invented something that was very unique, and that the combination of these five in particular works a lot better than any of them on their own. It's not an additive effect, right? So if that person runs off to the Whole Foods and buys all five of these and supplements them, they're very likely to get a 5x effect, an additive effect, because they don't have them. They have them, but they don't have them in the proper ratio, standardized for the right bioactives, et cetera. So that's the real secret of what Protandim is doing. And then we've built that into True Science from a topical perspective. So I want to give you a perspective just real quick. Now, my cartoon isn't as elegant as Dr. Gordon's, but I think it gets to the same kind of a concept that we have our Nrf2 Keep One complex here inside the cell. This is, you can think of this as a thermostat for stress, a thermostat for cellular stress. This complex is sitting there not doing a lot right now. All it's doing when it's in an inactive form is waiting and sensing and looking for something that's going to stress the cell. And that could be oxidative stress or inflammatory stress or any of the other ones that I talked about before. Once that stress is sensed, or if you apply the Protandim ingredients, you get a change in the shape of this Keep One anchoring protein, which allows Nrf2 to be released. It travels down into the DNA, just like you saw on Dr. Gordon's slide, and then that is the signal for the cell to produce its anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, protective enzymes. But it also activates a whole raft of other proteins that we just generally call stress response proteins, proteins that will both protect the cell and help clean up some of the damage that might slip through. So it's a really, really elegant way of protecting the body. And so my perspective as sort of a holistic nutritionist is, if we want to protect ourselves, why don't we just do this? Why don't we just activate this system every single day and protect all trillion of our cells all at once? That's exactly what Protandim is doing. And we know that from the 20 studies that we have. We know that from all the different tissue systems that we've looked at. But I am a nutritionist. What I care about mostly is what happens to a human when you swallow one of those yellow tablets every single day for a period of time, right? That's where the real truth comes in, right? It's good to study what happens in arteries and what happens in cancer cells and what happens in all of these other tissues we've looked at. But this study, I think, really changed the game. You can see the title of it is A Fundamentally New Approach to Antioxidant Therapy. And what we find here is that when people are supplemented with Protandim, one tablet a day for 30 to 120 days, we can measure some very, very important changes in those people. One of those changes is, as you might expect, just like the cartoon shows, we're producing more of these antioxidant, anti-inflammatory protective enzymes. So here, after 120 days, you can see that superoxide dismutase, probably the most protective of all of the internal antioxidant enzymes, is improved 34%. Highly, highly significant. Catalase has increased 54%. Again, highly, highly significant. That's a great thing. All these people did was take that little yellow tablet, swallow it every day for 120 days, and boom, their enzymes are way up statistically significantly, and also clinically meaningful. That's a gigantic, gigantic increase. But I'll guarantee you guys, not a single one of these people, after 120 days, got up out of bed and went, "Oh yeah, my catalase feels awesome today." Yeah. Right? You don't feel that, right? That's not something that you feel necessarily. What we end up feeling as a result of oxidative damage throughout the whole body is once that builds up in our our fascia will feel stiffness or you know, inflexibility. If that damage builds up in our neurons, we might get that brain fog. If it builds up in our mitochondria, those energy factories inside cells, we might feel sort of a malaise, a generalized fatigue kind of a feeling, right? So it really depends where this damage is happening in your body. This is showing us that systemically, through the whole body, we're making more of these protective enzymes. But even more importantly, I think, than that is this, which is, can we show a significant protection of the cells? We have more of these shields, we have more of the protective enzymes, but does that translate into less cellular damage throughout the body? And that's indicated by this slide. What we're measuring here is oxidative stress measured by something called T-bars. T-bars is a way of measuring cell membrane damage throughout the whole body. And what you immediately notice here before people are supplemented is that from the age of 20 to 40 to 60 up to 70 and 80, what do you see there? It's increasing, right? Why is it increasing? Why does an 80-year-old, for example, have a higher level of oxidative cellular damage than a 20-year-old? More exposure. Yeah, that 80-year-old's been on the planet longer, right? They've been breathing more days. They've been exposed to more sunlight. They've been exposed to more cigarette smoke and car exhaust, and maybe they've been eating a poor diet, whatever. Whatever the source of oxidative stress is, it's shown itself in terms of cellular damage. There's more cell membrane damage has accumulated over time. And so these people were asked, this study was done around 2005. So at that time, take more vitamin E, take more vitamin C, get your beta carotene was front page news back then. So people were supplementing a lot with those kind of direct antioxidants. And they were asked, who in this group, before we supplement you with Protandim, who's taking E and C? And when you look at those people and draw an average line through their level of oxidative stress, not only were they not protected, like I was talking about before, but they do have more damage. They do have a higher level of cellular damage. So those nutrients are, they're still important for other things, but they're not strong enough tool for the job, so to speak, to protect us from that higher level of damage. But when we supplement with Protandim for 30 days, you can see that the oxidative damage comes down very quickly and very dramatically. When we take away the other before numbers, you can see now you can't tell the difference between a 70-year-old or an 80-year-old versus a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old, right? That right there is an anti-aging effect. That is, in effect, is making your cell membranes the same age as a 20-year-old. That's a pretty good place to be. So important that it let the authors of that paper conclude this. This is taken right out of the paper. After 30 days, remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. 40% is virtually off the charts that you could get that level of effect in that short amount of time with something as simple, you know, and I say it a little bit dismissively, as a blend of herbs, right? That doesn't, it would not sound logical except for the data. But because we have the data, and it's been reproduced in all of those different tissue systems, we can say with pretty good confidence that this is happening throughout the entire body, but it's happening in all of those tissues. It's not happening just in the brain, or just in the muscles, or just in the liver. It's happening throughout the entire system, which is a good place to be. Because it gives us a really strong foundation as a company, right? We could probably build a $1 billion company just on that. What I just explained to you, just on this idea of protecting the body and protecting all of our trillion cells in a very fundamentally different way, right? That's a great place to be. But remember what I said before about looking as far up the biochemical chain as possible. If we've controlled oxidative stress in such an effective way, we can build into those other areas very effectively. We can build into feel your best. We can build into look your best. We can build into perform your best, because those are the things that people are actually pulling. Those are the people Tracy was talking before about how consumers make decisions about their health. Why are they choosing particular products? Nobody is going to come and ask you for a Nrf2 activator, right? They're just not. Your mother-in-law is not going to call you up and say, hey, I know you're in that health business. Do you guys have anything for Nrf2 activation, right? It's just they're not even going to ask you to control or balance their oxidative stress, right? That's not something people are necessarily looking for, but they sure as heck want to feel better. They sure as heck want to look better, and they sure as heck want to perform better in whatever it is that they're doing, their hobbies, their jobs, with their families, whatever. And so it all starts with oxidative stress. If we can balance that, we can get a better effect in those different areas. So let's talk about Look Your Best real quick. With our True Science skincare system, this is the first time that anybody's been able to put in a whole system Nrf2 activation topically, right? So we're getting it, if we're taking that Protandim tablet, we're getting it throughout our whole body, including our skin, but we can get a very localized, very concentrated effect when we use those nutrients on the surface of our skin. And we can look and we can see on all of these different sort of wanted kinds of benefits, more even skin tone, less fine lines and wrinkles, etc. Our results at 28 days and 56 days are as good or better than any skin regimen that you can point to. And what I have here on this part of the chart are some of the top, what you might call prestige brands, right? The very top shelf, most expensive products on the market. And we're as good or better in all of the main outcomes. When we ask people what they feel after they've actually used these products, we see 7 to 8 to 9 out of 10 people are experiencing noticeable changes in their skin within 4 weeks. Right? That's a very, very fast effect for these kinds of measurements. And one of the reasons we get such a dramatic and such a fast noticeable effect on the skin is because of that Nrf2 activation, because of the ability to put the skin cells back into proper balance so they can do what they're supposed to do, protect themselves and then clean up that damage. That's a rejuvenation effect that you can't get from a standard cosmetic. When we talk about Feel Your Best, which is the category that we're just going into with Axio, one of the things I think is important to understand is that it's a lot more than just an energy drink, right? An energy drink is all about one dimension of physical energy. But the reason that what people are feeling right now in their bodies and their minds is this: they're feeling off. They might say they're tired or stressed or depressed, but it's the number one reason that someone will go visit their healthcare provider, their primary healthcare practitioner. They'll go and they'll say, you know what? I don't know what's wrong with me. I just feel off. And I have a lot of friends who are physicians. I have a lot of friends who are healthcare providers in different ways, alternative medicine and traditional medicine. And I feel for them, because when that person comes in looking for help, they don't have anything for them. They can't go to their toolbox of solutions and say, oh, well, we've got something that treats off, right? They don't have that. They don't have a biochemical balancer. And so what happens is that healthcare provider wants to do something for them. They want to help that person that's come to them seeking assistance. They want to help them. They want to help fill them, make them feel better. And so what you end up getting is, if your mood is off, you'll end up getting one of these. Right? To the tune of, each one of these is a multi-billion dollar brand in and of itself. If your ability to relax and calm down and become non-restless is off, you might get one of these billion dollar sleep medications. If your ability to focus is off and you have a little bit of that brain fog and can't stay on task, you might get one of these things, Adderall or Ritalin or one of these others that help you focus. If it's just sort of general fatigue that's making you feel off, you might self-medicate with one of these guys. And that kind of hits close to home for a lot of people, because we grab these things on a routine basis just because we don't feel the way we want to feel. And so when I look at that to me, that's the energy category, because of what I talked about at the beginning. When you actually look at what's causing people to feel non-energetic or fatigued or blah or burned out or in the dumps or whatever, sometimes it's a mood thing, sometimes it's a restlessness, tension, stress thing, sometimes it's a focus thing, sometimes it's a stress thing. I mean, it's all of these different switches, and we know that that's a $100 billion category when you think of energy in these more holistic terms. How many people of the distributors who are here, how many people would like to have just a little slice of that in your business? Right? Yeah. It's an absolutely massive, massive category. And right now, there's nothing that treats that holistically. Right? And that's why we came out with Axio. The idea behind Axio was, could we develop something that would flip all those different switches? Could we use a matrix effect of synergistic natural ingredients to help with the mood piece and help with the focus piece and help with the stress piece? And in doing so, putting all of that together in a way that people just drink it and they go, I feel better, right? That's good enough for me. If somebody, I don't need someone to say vigor. I don't need somebody to say that they're going to start vacuuming more, right? I don't need someone to put a weird word on it. If they feel better, that's a pretty darn good thing. Because if I can help, can I use you as an example? If I can help you feel better, is that good?
Very good.
Yeah, that's a win. She likes that. She wants to feel better. Even if you feel pretty good right now, think of the world around us. You want to keep feeling good. If you don't feel good, you sure as heck want to feel good. And if I can help you feel good, that's a win for you. It's a win for me because I feel good because I helped you feel good. But you're going to feel so good if you get this kind of a feeling, that vigor, that motivation coming back in your body, you're going to want to help her feel good. And you're going to want to help him feel good, and et cetera, et cetera. You see it being paid forward because people feel in a way that they haven't felt in a long, long time. And so that's what we built in with Axio. So I'm going to share with you just a couple of data slides, and then I'm going to start wrapping it up. When we launched Axio, we wanted to collect some data to show a lot of things. I'm just going to show you a few pieces of data. These first two graphs are showing how fast does somebody feel the energy effect, and how long does it last. And so what you see here on the left-hand side is the initial energy boost. The majority of people are feeling it fast. Between 0 and 15 minutes, and a high percentage up to about 30 minutes. So the onset of energy is coming very, very quickly. When we look at the duration, let me orient you to the slide, by the way. Huckleberry green grape, that's the volt in the green bars. Red raspberry, the charge in the red bars. And that will continue for the next couple of slides. When we look at the duration of the energy boost, how long did people feel it? We're seeing most people are feeling it for hours, 1 to 2 hours, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. A high percentage of people still feeling that energy effect out to 4 or more hours. So they're feeling it quickly, and that feeling is lasting a long time. So we've got a two-phase effect here, but there's also a third-phase effect. The first phase is that you're feeling it in minutes. The second phase is that it's lasting for hours. And then the third phase is that some of the motivation benefits are coming in and the mood benefits are coming in after days. And so these data were collected over the usage of Axio once a day, either flavor, for 7 days. And the reason we did the 7 days is because we know some of the neurotransmitter changes, some of the changes of feeling motivation and good mood and feeling like you're accomplishing more in your life, those are things that take a few days to manifest themselves because of the way they need to rebalance the biochemistry. So clearly, there was an energy boost effect, but we also wanted to make sure that we didn't tip and give too much energy, because if you go overboard with an energy delivery, you'll give people tension and irritability and anxiety and jitters. And so we wanted to make sure we were not getting jitters. And clearly we got energy, but we didn't get jitters. People were reporting that there was no jittery effect from this energy that they were clearly feeling. We got a very profound mental focus benefit. And that's a big piece of that ringing that fatigue bell. If your mental focus isn't there, you'll feel fatigued. So in a lot of ways, these products have not just a physical energy benefit, but a very strong, very noticeable mental energy benefit as well. Here's a question that we asked about how they felt about what they were getting accomplished during the day on the days that they took Axio. And clearly, there's a very strong feeling that people are able to accomplish more when they're taking it. That's that motivation. That's that vigor that's coming back into their bodies. And you sure as heck aren't going to get that from a traditional energy drink. That's just not how they work. And then these last two bars are important because early in my career, I worked for a very large multinational, global food company. And when we did usage surveys like this for a new product launch, We would ask all sorts of questions, but the one we really cared about was, would you recommend it? And importantly, would you purchase it? And the break point that we used was 40%. If we could get 40% of the people, and in this trial we had 400 subjects, if we could get 40% of the people to say, yes, I would buy it myself and I would recommend it to others, that would be a globally successful product. And so that put an exclamation point for us that we needed to get it out the door, get it on the shelves as soon as we could. We've got substantially higher than that with both versions of Axio. We're up into the mid 50% range, and that tells us that we've clearly hit the sweet spot. Fast effect, long-lasting effect, mental focus, accomplish more, recommend, purchase. We've hit it out of the park with Axio, and we're seeing that right now. We're actually having a little trouble keeping up with demand, which is always a good problem to have from a product development perspective. So here are some of the things that people say about it when we ask them in the exit survey. You know, in your own words, what do you think this product is doing for you? Improved my focus, lasted 4 or 5 hours, kept me energized, awake, and focused without nervous, jittery, or rapid heart rate, not too wired, perfect amount of energy. They would definitely buy this. That so people are describing exactly what we hoped we would get from this product launch. And so now I just want to share just a couple words about something we have in our product development pipeline. Or I could skip over this if you guys don't care. Okay, so I'll talk about it just briefly. When I put up a slide like that and I say perform your best, what do you guys automatically think that this is going to be?
Workout
stuff, yeah. Exercise stuff. Someone said, I heard somebody in the back say athletes. That's where the idea comes from. It comes from studying elite level athletes. But it's not just for athletes. When I think of performance, I think that everybody should want to have the highest performance in whatever they're doing. Whether you're exercising or racing or lifting, or you know, you want to have Terry's abs. I mean, that's a kind of performance. But performance to me is mental performance, and Axio delivers a piece of that. Performance is getting your cells to perform the way they're supposed to. That's a protection kind of a thing. True Science is a performance product because it's helping your skin do things that it couldn't do before. Losing weight is a performance kind of a thing. It's all about getting your metabolism, your energy metabolism, to perform the right way so your appetite is good and your fat burning is good and you fit into those jeans that you bought a while ago and now they're in the back of the closet. You know, everyone's smiling now. You know where I'm going with that. So performance is a much bigger piece than that. But unfortunately, when we're out of balance with our oxidative stress and our energy is low and our skin is wrinkling and those kinds of things, we might look at that and go, huh, I must just be getting older. It must just be an aging effect. It's just sort of a normal thing. And I look at it and say, it's not a normal thing. It's your performance going down because your metabolism is changing. Looking and feeling like this guy, just kind of, is a signal for something going on in the body that we call being catabolic. Your body's breaking down faster than it's able to repair itself. And so what you see here is neurons. You see brain cells, a normal stress out of or in balance situation and a high stress out of balance situation. And what happens in the body is that those tissues start to break down faster than they're able to repair themselves. This happens in every single tissue, right? This is very visual. You can see this one just kind of looks sick, the one on the right-hand side, because of that biochemical stress. That happens in every tissue. Your brain is breaking down faster when you're out of balance. Your skin is breaking down faster. That's what leads to the wrinkles. Your muscles are breaking down faster. Your arteries, your muscles, your bones, everything breaking down faster, becoming catabolic. Except this one becomes anabolic and actually starts to build up in response to those sources of imbalance. This is your belly fat. Here's, and it's specifically abdominal fat. Here's your normal stress situation, balance. Here's your high stress, out of balance situation. The performance of that tissue is clearly compromised. Once it gets there, because you've been over-oxidized, it's easier to gain that fat. Because you've been overstressed, it's easier to gain that fat. But once it gets there, it kind of behaves like a tumor, where it starts to create its own free radicals that go out and cause damage. It creates its own inflammatory chemicals that go out and cause damage. And so the way to get rid of that, how do you get rid of that?
Starvation.
Starvation, yeah. Eat less, exercise more, right? It's very simple. So Why do the people have this? Why do we all fight this all the time? The reason is because we're missing that other piece. We're missing that third leg of the stool. The diet and exercise piece are certainly important, but the piece we're missing is that biochemical balance. The piece we're missing is the ability to put our bodies back into that balanced state so they can do their thing. And when you do that, you feel better, you look better, you perform better throughout your entire body. And that's the kind of thing that we're developing right now. We're developing a platform that will combine the traditional thinking of performance, athletes and exercise, but bring that idea of your body performing better metabolically into more of a weight management classification so that we'll have something sooner than you think. We actually have the products right now. We're going through some clinical trials. We'll be looking for volunteers to, I think I saw a lot of hands just go up. So that's something to be looking for from LifeVantage. So I just have two or three more slides and then I'm gonna wrap it up. But I want to say one thing to distributors, to guests who are looking at this business. I want to just impress upon you that all of that gobbledygook that you just heard all of us talk about, this business isn't about you having to repeat that, right? It's not about becoming a Nrf2 nerd. It's not about becoming a biochemist. It's not about becoming, you know, a paleo expert. It's not about, you know, knowing about behavioral economics. It's not about any of that kind of in the weeds stuff. We do that kind of work and do dozens of studies around the world so that the business is very easy to do. The business is about sharing an opportunity. The business is about sharing products if people want to improve their health and how they feel and how they perform and how they look. And if they want to build a business around that, we make it very simple to do. So here are some of the studies that we have either completed. Our 20th study just came out of the Mayo Clinic about, 4 months ago. We've got a lot of studies that are completed, a lot of studies that are underway in different areas of health. I mentioned before about the National Radio Tour. All of these audio files are online right now at LifeVantage for you guys to listen to and hear about Nrf2, hear about antioxidants, hear about Protect the Body. You can share them, you can download them. We have LifeVantage Labs, which is a series of videos, little 3 to 4 to 5 minute videos where you can just press play and have somebody like me or one of the other R&D team explain to people about these products so that you don't have to become the product expert. We have booklets and we have blogs and we have summaries, we have all sorts of things in non-scientific language so people can understand, because, you know, I go to, and you can see some of the websites where I post a lot of this information. You know, I'll go to conferences all the time and I'll talk to audiences full of colleagues. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I was at the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. Next month, Dr. Gordon and I will both be at the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And I love to talk to my colleagues about these new ideas. But what happens there is they'll go, "Oh, yes, Dr. Talbot, very interesting data," you know, and that's it. You know, last week at the Lifestyle Medicine, I gave my presentation, and everybody went, "Yes, very interesting data, Dr. Talbot. Here's your plaque." And I sat down, and everybody clapped, and that was it. But when I talk to you guys, if even one person in here gets excited enough to go out and talk to somebody else about it, that's a win right there. We've reached somebody else with this information. That's what this network model is all about, sharing information. And maybe you'll share it 10 times, and 9 people will go, "Nope, not interested." Fine, that's fine. Maybe they'll be interested next month or the next month or in 6 years when this becomes mainstream news. It's really new right now. And the reason I think that's important is because, remember the vigor graphic that I showed before? This is the same idea but a little bit different, a little bit more grandiose in the way we think about it. If we can help someone feel their best and look their best and perform their best, in addition to that vigor, that person now becomes a better version of themselves, right? A better future you. That's really cool to do. And I can't do that in a scientific forum necessarily. I can do that here, where if you're a better future you, you're gonna be a better mom, you're gonna be a better dad, you're gonna be a better worker, you're gonna be better at building your business, you're gonna be more likely to volunteer in your church or your community, whatever. That's an awesome thing to pay forward. This is why I get out of bed every morning. It's not because of the data. As much as I like the data is a means to an end. We do the studies to prove that we have something really novel and really unique and really interesting here. And I think we've got plenty of data to show that. We're going to keep adding to that data set. But getting someone to be their best future self and be able to pay that forward, that's what gets me out of bed every single morning, and that's why I'm here at LifeVantage. So I really appreciate you guys coming out today. I'm going to hand it back over to our guests, to our hosts, and have a nice rest of the weekend, you guys.
So I think I'm very appreciative of the time you spent with us to allow our guests, our speakers, to share information.